Morning.
Yay!
Morning, everybody. So you're stuck with me this morning. So the service today is all about belonging. Okay, so question for the children. How were you greeted when you came to church this morning? Anybody like to tell me how you were greeted? Yeah?
Hello.
Hello? So someone said hello. Anything else happened when you came in? Any other way you were greeted? Somebody smiled. A smile's really welcoming. Great. Did anybody shake hands or high five anyone? Or no? Okay. Any of the adults, how were you greeted? A hug? Yeah, do love a hug. Excellent. Okay, so as I said, it's all about belonging today. And the way you were greeted, I hope, made you feel like you belong. Okay, this is your family, this is your church. And hopefully today we're going to focus a bit more on what the Bible tells us about belonging. And we're going to think about one story in particular in the Bible that helps us understand how much God loves us and how much we belong to his family. So we're going to hand over to the worship team to celebrate and worship our Lord first. But I'm just going to say a quick prayer just to ground us in reminding us that we are part of God's family and that's why we're here. So, Heavenly Father, we come before you with grateful hearts, knowing that we belong to you. Thank you for being our protector, our guide, and our loving Father. As we gather to worship with you today, fill our hearts with peace and joy, and remind us that we are your children. Help us to feel your presence and to trust in your promises. May our worship be pleasing to you. And may we grow closer to you as we celebrate the blessing of belonging to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
So I'm going to hand over to our amazing worship team. And let's go for it. So today's all about family, which kind of reminds me, I suppose I ought to introduce myself. My name's Lindsay, if you didn't already know. Okay, it's my first time doing this, so please excuse me if I fluff it. I'll try not to. Okay. So, as I said, today's service is all about belonging to God's family. And before we start, I think we should always base what we're thinking about in Scripture. So I'm going to ask Jane if she would actually come and read to us in a moment. In fact, you can do that now if you like. Yeah, so, yeah. We'll have our reading now. Thank you, Jane. Sorry, mic's on the stage.
Okay, the reading this morning is taken from Genesis 15, verses 1 to 6, and then chapter 17, verses 3 to 7. The Lord's covenant with Abram. After this, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision. Do not be afraid, Abram. I am your shield and very great reward. But Abram said, Sovereign Lord, what can you give me since I remain childless and the one who will inherit my estate is Eliezer of Damascus? And Abram said, You have given me no children, so a servant in my household will be my heir. Then the word of the Lord came to him, This man will not be your heir. But a son who is your own flesh and blood will be your heir. He took him outside and said, Look up at the sky and count the stars, if indeed you can count them. Then he said to him, So shall your offspring be. Abraham believed the Lord, and he credited it to him as righteousness. You know what I'm trying to say. Okay, and then over into chapter 17. Abraham fell face down, and God said to him, As for me, this is my covenant with you. You will be the father of many nations. No longer will you be called Abram. Your name will be Abraham, for I have made you a father of many nations. I will make you very fruitful. I will make nations of you. And kings will come from you. I will establish my covenant as an everlasting covenant between me and you and your descendants after you for the generations to come, to be your God and the God of your descendants after you.
Thank you, Jane. Okay, so as I keep saying, today is all about belonging, and that story is going to help us understand about belonging. But I need the help of the children first, so can I have the next slide, please? Okay, so children and adults, I want you to think about how many places do you belong to? Okay, so where do you fit in? Where do you feel like you belong? Okay, so there's some clues on the screen for you, some things that you might do or you might belong to. Okay, any ideas or suggestions where you might belong? Yeah, be brave.
At home.
At home, yeah, so your family at home. Yeah, fantastic.
At school.
At school, yeah, school uniform there. Don't have to wear that in the summer, it's great, okay. But school, and you all know you belong because you all have the same uniform. Yeah.
Maybe you go to a club.
Yeah, what sort of clubs do you go to? You don't go to any clubs. What clubs would you like to go to? Football, yeah, okay. We all like football clubs, yeah.
I'm a member of Queen's Park Rangers supporters.
Yeah, and don't we know it? Yeah. Okay, so we all support a football team. Yeah, everybody support a football team. You feel like you're part, you belong to that team because you're a supporter. Any other ideas? Adults, where do you feel like you belong? Helen?
Church family.
Church family, yeah.
And I'm part of a choir.
I'm part of a choir, fantastic. Yeah, and the Labour Party, okay? So political parties as well. Anywhere else we feel like we belong? Okay, all right. Oh, two more, go for it. Yeah?
The whole world.
The whole world, yeah. We're all humans on the planet, aren't we? Yeah, how about you?
God's kingdom.
God's kingdom, good answer. Gold star for the young man there, okay. Kerry, you had your hand up? That one, you were pointing away. Okay, fantastic. So he's kind of beaten me to it because, you know, we do all belong to God and that's kind of the focus of today. So well done. I didn't prime him, okay? He did that all on his own. Okay. So belonging is an incredible feeling and it identifies who we are, okay, and how we feel about ourselves. And it makes us feel safe. Like if you're at home with your mum and your dad and your brothers and sisters, hopefully you feel safe and secure. Okay, hopefully you feel safe in church. So we're going to watch a quick clip, okay, one of my favourite characters, okay, and about how he was made to feel to belong, okay?
So the sky. Can you picture that? You can't even count the stars. Can you imagine getting that many children to wash their hands before dinner? Of course, he didn't mean they'd all be our sons and daughters directly, but that we would be the beginning of a big family. Little Isaac came along first, and when he grew up, he married Rebecca, and they had twins, Jacob and Esau. You should have seen them. As different as chalk and cheese they were, despite being twins, my grandsons. Then they gave me 15 great-grandchildren or more, and then they went on to give me great-great-grandchildren and great-great-great-grandchildren and, well, don't ask me to draw my family tree because there'd be far too many twigs and branches to include. Even Jesus would be on there. Even Jesus would be on there. In fact, I'd bet you'd be on there somewhere too. A twiglet, maybe. God's love is so great that we all belong. Everyone's included, and nobody is unwelcome. It's a great big family of God.
Thank you, Sarah, for telling us all about your family. Okay, so I hope you were listening, because I've got some questions. It's a teacher in me, I can't help it. Okay. Right, so how many children did God tell Sarah and Abraham they would have? Any of the children listening? Oh, they're a bit of a star team over here. How many children were they going to have? Can you remember? As many as the stars in the sky. How many do you think?
15.
Is that how many stars are in the sky? Do you think there's a few more than that? Millions, yeah, okay. Loads of stuff. How on earth can one person or one couple have as many children as are in the sky? Sounds a bit weird to me, okay? We're going to think about it a bit more. So we're going to think about their story. And Sarah was obviously married to a an older man called Abraham. And whilst we're thinking about Sarah and Abraham, there is a craft activity you can do. So Helen is going to hand out some stars for you to decorate, because we're thinking about the stars in the sky. So there is a star for you to decorate. If you decorate one side, because in a little while I'm going to tell you about what to put on the other side. So there's stickers and pens for you to actually decorate your stars. And they're beautiful colours that were made for us. Thank you very much. Okay. So could I have the walking stick slide, please? Okay, so we're going to think about Sarah and Abraham's story a little bit more. And we've got a walking stick here. Why do you think I might have a walking stick? Sorry? Because he was an old man. Yeah, Sarah and Abraham were actually pretty old. Okay, and they didn't have any children yet. Okay, they were actually 100 years old. Anybody know anyone who's 100 years old? You do? No, not yet? Okay. I don't know anyone who's 100 year old. I know somebody who's, you know someone who's 100? 101, that's amazing, okay? All right, I know people in their 80s, but nobody that's got to 100 yet. So it's really quite old. Wasn't so uncommon in the Bible to be 100 years old, but it was still past the age where you were going to have a baby. So Sarah was very, very sad that they hadn't managed to have children of their own, okay? But God had actually promised them that they were going to have as many children as there were stars in the sky. And Sarah really didn't understand that. And they weren't sure how God's promise would actually come true. So next slide, thank you. Okay. All right. We're all familiar with these. We've all worn them at some point in our life. Okay. All right. What are they on the screen? Anybody, my children know what these are? Anybody still wearing them? No? What's that up there? You don't know. Yeah, nappies. Well done. Okay. So, all right. Sarah and Abraham were told that they were going to need lots of nappies. Okay. Because God had promised them that they would have a really, really big family. So big that their children would have children. So they would be their grandchildren and great-grandchildren. And they would be as many as the stars. Okay, next slide, thank you. Okay, so Sarah heard this, and this is what she did. Okay, all right. She laughed, okay, because she thought, I'm 100 years old. How on earth am I going to have a baby? Okay, so she didn't understand how a woman her age could get pregnant and have a baby. Never mind more than one baby. Okay, how was she going to have so many that the sky was full of stars? But, next slide, okay, God had promised, okay, he said, look at the sky. There are so many stars, you cannot count them, and your descendants will be too many to count. So how many stars do you think we've got in the night sky? Somebody said millions earlier, how many do you think? How many? Quadrillions. I don't even know that number. Yeah? Quantillions. Yeah?
1 trillion million.
1 trillion million? Yeah? We're going bigger?
Infinity.
Infinity. Good answer. Okay. All right. So actually, in our galaxy, which is called the Milky Way, a bit like a chocolate bar, okay, there are 10 billion stars. Okay? And God promised that Abraham and Sarah would have as many children or descendants as there are stars in the sky. And that's just one galaxy. And there are billions of galaxies. Okay? But in our galaxy, there are 10 billion stars. So God gave Abraham that promise that his family would have as many people in it as those stars in the sky. That's pretty awesome. But our God is amazing and he can do anything. Okay, so next slide. So that was his promise. Can we skip to the one after? Thank you. Okay. So this is Abraham's family tree. Okay, so we've got Abraham who married Sarah. He also had two other wives, which we don't tend to do nowadays, but we're just thinking about Sarah. Okay, and when she was 100 years old, she did actually get pregnant with Isaac, as she told us, okay, which was absolutely amazing. And Isaac went on to marry Rebecca, and they had Jacob and Esau, the twins, okay, very different, chalk and cheese. And they went on to have lots of different children. And we can see the family tree and the descendants grew and grew and grew. And we are descended from them as well. Okay, so we, as Sarah told us, are twiglets on that family tree, okay? And it goes back a long way, thousands of years, but we can claim that we are part of that family tree, as is Jesus. Jesus descended from that line as well, okay? So that is absolutely amazing. So what's kind of the point of this story? Okay, does anybody worry about anything? I was worried about standing up here this morning. Anybody else worry about anything? What are some of the things we worry about? Adrian, what do you worry about? Where's the next cup of coffee coming from? Yeah? Yeah? Any other worries? Jane, can I pick on you? What do you worry about? The future? I think that's a really common one. Vicky, can I pick on you?
Losing your voice.
Losing your voice when you're singing, yeah? How about the children? Do you worry about anything? Or yeah, what do you worry about?
Being sick.
Yeah, nobody likes being sick, do they? No. Yeah, okay. I know my children usually worried about where the next meal was coming from and whether there are any snacks in the cupboard. Yeah. Okay, so we all have worries, we all have fears. Some of you might be scared of the dark. You might be scared of spiders. I mentioned no names. Okay. All right. But God tells us that we never have to feel that way. We don't have to be scared. We don't have to be worried because we belong to him. Okay. So just like Abraham and Sarah, at times we all are scared about something or unsure what will happen next, worried about the future. Spiders is a silly thing to be scared of, unless you're in Australia. Yeah. In the UK, you're usually safe. Okay. No, still can't convince you. No. Okay. All right, but we all worry about the future. But God tells us through this story that we don't have to worry about anything because we belong to him, okay? He promises to take care of us and give us good things. And he keeps his promises. He promised Sarah she would have a baby, even though she was 100 years old, and she did, okay? Even though they didn't know it was going to come true, they trusted in him, and in God's time, he delivered his promise. So when we trust God, we can be sure that he will always keep his promises to us because we belong to him and he wants the best for us. So whenever you're worried, scared, alone, okay, remember that you belong to God. He will keep his promises just like he did with Abraham. To remind us that we belong to God and that his promises are as many as the stars, on your star that you've been decorating, on the back where I told you not to decorate it, you can decorate it around the edges, but can you write a word, something that means something to you about belonging or being protected or being safe or being one of God's children, okay? So next slide, okay? If you can write something on your star that's special to you about belonging to God or a family that you belong to, something that God has promised that he will keep you safe in, okay? And then you can come and show us the stars at the end of the service. That would be really lovely to see them all, okay? And then we're going to punch some holes in them for you and you can attach a bit of string so that you can hang them up at home so you remember that you belong to God and that you are safe in his family. Okay. All right. So, we all belong to God's family. And families have traditions and celebrations, a bit like Kung Fu Panda. First thing he did when he found out he belonged to a family is he went and he had a meal with them. Okay? We have traditions and celebrations like having birthday parties, blowing out candles on the cake. Okay? So we are now going to think about how we belong as a church family and how we celebrate Jesus' sacrifice for us. So we're actually going to take communion so that we remember that we belong to Jesus' family. So if I can hand over to Alistair, he's going to lead communion for us. Okay, so that's us done. We've got one final song. I'm just going to pray before we get started. But would any of the children like to show me the stars that they've decorated? Yeah? Wow, look at that one. There's a whole tree going on. Yeah? Lovely. Any stars over here? Stars. I can see some good ones. I like this one. It's very colourful. God hears my prayers. That's lovely. Okay. Oh, that's a good one. Look at that one. I'm scared of being an adult when I grow up. I'm still scared of being an adult. Yeah. Okay. All right. Okay. Thank you. All right. So before we sing our final song, we're just going to finish in prayer. Okay. So, dear God, thank you for loving us and protecting us. Help us to always remember that we belong to you, just like Abraham. Help us to trust in your promises and never be afraid. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, over to you.